This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and talking now once again happily to Ipswich girls lacrosse coach Allison Tivden. And Allison, since last we talked, you guys have put together another fantastic regular season.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Rick, and reaching out. I appreciate it.
All right. I want to ask you a little bit about the middle of the schedule, because that's where it seemed to be the in fact, some of the toughest games you had, I think, are against Cape Ann League opponents. But I want to ask you about those two back-to-back games where you took on mighty Newburyport in a couple of divisions over you, and then you followed right up with that game, your next game against Manchester Essex. So tell me about what those two games did in terms of maturing your team or getting your team ready for the tournament, you know, down the road.
Yeah, it was definitely a really busy week, and even before Newburyport was Hamilton Wenham. So, you know, we had three of our toughest games all in a row, and believe it or not, I think the cat's out of the bag with this, but our goalie was actually out with a concussion for those three games. So we had another goalie step in, freshman Abby Sutherland and Miranda Barron, but Abby got the start in those games and was just outstanding for two freshmen to really step up and bail us out of a jam, you know, ending that week 2-1, you know, for three of our toughest games was huge for our whole team, you know, confidence for the freshmen and, you know, for our team to come out of two, you know, big conference wins. Obviously, the loss to Newburyport was tough, and, you know, it was tough for us to kind of regroup and rebalance and get back to it to pull off an awesome win at Manchester Essex was just great. So I think it really helped our team. You know, you never want to lose, obviously. We're super competitive in Ipswich, and, you know, I'm competitive. No one likes to lose here. But it was for us to kind of move forward. And after that bus ride, we said, okay, you know, we don't want to lose again. Like, we don't want this feeling. And, you know, we've been on a good run now and hope to, you know, play all the way to the end like we did last year and hopefully have a better outcome.
How often in your career coaching in Ipswich are you able to work with kids in a situation like that? In other words, coming off the bench in a semi-emergency, maybe not all that experienced, and playing a high-quality team, that has to do certainly a lot for your kids down the road, both for your seniors and the younger kids, to have that kind of confidence and experience for the younger guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first for me, especially with, like, a goalie position, you know, one of the most important positions on the field. So, you know, the kids really stepped up. We had two weekend practices that were optional to really get the goalies more shots and more experience. And, you know, it really showed how much the kids wanted it, you know, all the kids involved in that situation, attackers, defenders, you know, people that were really there to support those freshmen. And then, you know, as a whole team, it really made us kind of rally together to come up with, you know, those wins. And, you know, now that we have Emma back, we've been on a great roll, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Huge for our team, you know, as a whole, and obviously just so proud and appreciative of those freshmen for really stepping up.
All right, opening round tournament, you guys didn't have really a lot of opposition, it looks like, on the scoreboard anyway, but you did get a lot of kids into the game, and a lot of kids were able to get on the scoreboard and get on the stat sheet. All in all, though, Allison, what does a game like that do for your preparation, you know, with Ipswich, with your next game coming up against Linfield?
Yeah, and, you know, I think it was great. It was a great game for us, get everyone in and, you know, get us back to it and everything like that. I think we looked really good, obviously, and I think it was good to have some of the girls rest as well. You know, end of the season can be tough, so it was nice to get other girls in there and have, you know, people, everyone kind of get out, not everyone, but a lot of people on the stat sheet, as you mentioned, and just, you know, hard practice today to prepare for Linfield, and hopefully we can pull out another win and prepare for the next game down the line.
All right, again, now four Cape Ann League teams in the top 10 in your division in girls lacrosse. I think that rather says a lot about the league.
Yeah, no, definitely, and they're all, you know, very competitive teams, and the Cal has definitely proven, you know, to be competitive. Like you said, four in the top 10 in Division 4, and then obviously Newburyport, you know, leading the pack, or number 2 in Division 3, just shows how competitive the Cal is, for sure. You know, for small schools, you know, we're Division 3 and 4 for the Cal, but, you know, that we're competitive and at the top there, which is awesome.
Finally, Coach, please mention the kids who have come through for you. They have, in the past, your younger kids who are now your leaders. But who's carried the load the entire season?
Yeah, I mean, I got to shout out the seniors for sure. I mean, Hallie Greenleaf is, as you know, a name that we talk about a lot. She's just been outstanding, leading our team in points this year, which is so awesome for her assist-wise. Estelle Gromko is just always a huge leader of our team, putting up a ton of points as well. Ella Stein, another senior, who just does everything for us, playing both sides of the ball as a midfielder. And then Morgan Sexton, senior captain, who just came back at the beginning of May, when you were out, from her ACL injury. So it's been great to have her back in our defensive unit, and she just makes such a difference on the field. So, you know, those four were, I think I told you this at the beginning of the year, but mm-hmm. freshmen when I came on as the new coach. So it's been awesome to have them for 4 years and watch them grow, and just so proud of this group and hoping we can give them as many games as we can.
Yeah, and take pictures because it goes so fast.
Yeah, we do. We're very lucky. One of my assistant coaches is really into photography, so she always has her camera on the sideline and gets some great pictures of the girls.
That's great. All right, good luck this week. We're going to talk to you again. Thanks so much, Allison.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care. That is Allison Tibden, bye-bye, who is the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach. They play against Linfield on Wednesday in the next round of the tournament. So this is MSO News Sports, and I'm Rick Moore. Bye-bye.